Well, it's good to be down here today. I'm glad that you're all here, and what an exciting place and time to be.
VA Secretary Doug Collins spoke recently before the ribbon cutting for a VA clinic in Chesapeake, Virginia.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to stand up for the veteran, period, end of statement. We're going to make sure that the VA has the resources it needs in the proper places, in the proper ways, so that we can make sure that the veteran gets taken care of.
This part of Virginia has one of the fastest growing veteran populations in the country, and the new clinic is opening with less than a third of the staff it will need to run at full capacity. Still, the Hampton region hasn't been spared staff cuts. A dozen probationary workers were initially let go. Others have accepted buyouts. Collins has given the VA until August to cut 15% of its budget.
So that's a target. It's a goal. It's not a mandatory. Nobody has said it's got to be 15%. In fact, it may not actually get to 15%. But if we don't set a target for actually doing a hard look at who we are, then nobody's going to do anything.
The cuts from Collins and the Department of Government Efficiency could eliminate more than 70,000 workers. Every local VA, including fast-growing ones like here in Virginia, must compile a list of potential firings. Collins says the VA is also saving millions of dollars by canceling contracts. He says the savings will be rerouted to patient care. But the Trump administration has also talked about using DOGE savings to pay for tax cuts. And DOGE head Elon Musk has talked about sending checks to taxpayers. In the end, Collins says he cannot guarantee that all the savings will remain in the VA budget.
There's a lot of bloat in our government. There's a lot of things that we shouldn't be doing, and efficiency can be had. That'll be up to the president. I know one thing from the president. He's actually said, Doug, take care of my veterans.
The VA secretary says he isn't just working with DOGE to create his efficiency plan for the VA.
Folks that I brought in that are helping me, that came in with our political staff that's come, many of them have worked in previous administrations. A lot of them, several of them were in the Trump 1 administration in the VA. They know the system back and forth.
So far, Collins hasn't reached out to the Independent Inspector General's office, which investigates claims of waste, fraud, and inefficiency. The Inspector General was one of 12 fired by the Trump administration. The office is still issuing reports, including a recently released one from the Hampton VA, which pointed out providers were volunteering to work Saturdays to keep patient wait times down. Dr. Julie Kroviak is with the Inspector General's office.
We're hopeful that they would use our work to either support those decisions or to at least reach out to us to understand what our work might suggest would be implications of staffing cuts in various areas of VA.
While Collins' team looks for cuts, the number of patients continues to increase, especially in the Hampton area. A third clinic is already planned for Chesapeake. Damian Carr, a 26-year Army vet, says he used the older VA clinic.
It was always full. I mean, even COVID times, it was full. But they took care of me, and they still take care of me. I mean, if I took these hearing aids out, we wouldn't be talking.
Carr protested potential cuts outside the secretary's ribbon cutting.
You're going to lose the people that are providing the care because you can't hire them. Who wants to come for a job that they're not sure about?
At Hampton, most of the 12 fired probationary employees were reinstated after a judge's order. According to the union, one worker turned down an offer to come back, saying he found a better job. In Norfolk, I'm Steve Walsh.